Paul said in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Indeed, take my life and let it be. I pray that would be each of our desires this morning, and let the Lord take our life. We like to hang on to all of it, don't we? And we're afraid to let it go sometimes. May God help us to know that consecrating ourselves to Him is the best way to live, the only way to live, especially for the Christian, of course. We trust you know Him as your Savior. If not, this would be a wonderful day for you to come to Christ and be saved. And we pray that you will if you're not. Welcome. Thank you for coming this morning. I hope you've recovered from the Thanksgiving holiday. I know there's been a number of folks that have been ill, and some are still maybe away from the holiday, but we're glad you're here. And you who are visiting, we have some family members here for the Thanksgiving season as well, and we appreciate having you with us this morning. And God bless you for coming out to be with us this morning. We had a wonderful time in Kansas City for Thanksgiving. We went to Independence, Missouri, and were with our daughter Katie and her husband Chad and our four grandchildren, and we had a great time. I got there on my birthday, and I got a birthday card. That was a highlight of my week, is to get a homemade birthday card signed by my daughter, son-in-law, and four grandchildren, each making a comment of how wonderful Grandpa is. I thought, they finally have got it. So it took a while, but they got it. I'm going to treasure that one. And we had a nice time, and thank you for praying for us and to continue to pray for each other. Tonight we meet at 6 o'clock for our evening service. We'll meet at 4:45 if you're in the choir. Our Christmas choir will continue practicing at 4:45 tonight. Also, note there, new read your bulletin. There are a lot of things in the bulletin inside and on the back, and I hope you'll pay close attention to a number of those items. And there's also a calendar. There should be a calendar in your bulletin. And if we forgot your birthday anniversary, please let us know. We may not have it yet in our record, so we'd like to know if you have a birthday or anniversary in December, so we can add that to the calendar next time. We're going to have a building committee meeting tomorrow night at 6, and we're going to meet over here and meet with our electrician, Jeff Johnson, and go over the lighting, what we might want to do for the lighting when we remodel. That's going to be a major part of remodeling this west side, is not only a new ceiling, but new lighting, new wiring, new lighting, as well as new flooring. So that's tomorrow night, each of you on the building committee at 6 o'clock, not 6:30, 6 o'clock we meet here. Jeff had an appointment at 7:30, so he needs to meet a little earlier. And then Wednesday night, December 2nd, is our prayer meeting Bible study. Truth Trackers gets going again after the holiday. And also the Christmas card box will be here December 2nd. And just keep in mind, if you would like to have Christmas cards delivered by the church to folks in the church, we welcome you to use that. You don't need postage that way. But remember, cards are for those who attend our church fairly regularly. In other words, if they're on our church list, but they haven't come for, 3, 4, 6 months or something, we might not get it delivered to them. So keep that in mind. There's an announcement about that in the bulletin. And then the cards will be delivered the evening of December 13th, the evening we have our Christmas program. Next Sunday, December 6th, we're going to have a sign up for gift bags. Rather than going caroling this year due to the COVID thing, we're going to give gift bags to those who can't make it out because of COVID or because they're shut in. And we'll have a sign up to deliver these gift bags. And so we need a lot of you to deliver. If each one can deliver to one person, that will make light work for all of us. And we'll have that, we'll talk about that next Sunday. Also, next Sunday, December 6th, be here at 9:30. We have good teaching going on at 9:30 for Sunday school, and Jim is doing a study of Romans. It's excellent. A lot of good information we're getting, and we're learning the book of Romans. So come out next Sunday. 9:30 isn't that early, is it? When do you get up to go to work on Monday? You know, 9:30, you can make it. You can come out and join us. You're an encouragement when you do. And then also next Sunday, December 6th, as you note in the bulletin, we're having a guest speaker, Stephen Arney. He'll be preaching in the morning and the evening service. And he is looking to come and help part-time, help in a ministry. He's wanting to do that. And we are looking for someone to help out in the ministry here. And I had put our name in as looking for someone on the website of Gospel Fellowship Association some months ago, as that we're looking for someone who can help and come and help with the ministry of our church on a part-time basis. And he saw our church listed on that website, and he was looking for that himself. So he's looking for a part-time ministry, and so he contacted me, and I haven't met him. I've talked to him several times on the phone, and we'll get to meet him and his family next Sunday. They're coming and going to be spending Christmas with his parents who live in Topeka. So he has connections here in Kansas, even though he's living in South Carolina at the present time. In 2 weeks, December 13th, will be our Christmas program and fellowship. And that is detail about that is in the bulletin. So we hope you'll make plans to attend. Last Sunday night, our church approved of our remodeling plan, our scaled down version of the remodel, which the total cost is going to be approximately $70,000. Now, usually it ends up being more, and so we always need to keep that in mind. But we need to raise money. We would like to raise the full amount that we need before we get started. We don't know if that can happen, but we can pray and we can give. So the question is, can you give? Can you give? Some give regularly to this fund, the remodel fund, and maybe more of us could give regularly to this fund. And so let's pray about that and ask God to show us what we can give, maybe even provide a gift that we can give for remodeling. And now remember, this is to be above our regular giving, above our tithes and offerings. So pray and give, and God will supply. We've seen Him do amazing things in all of our remodeling effort. And we've remodeled the front and the roof and the heating and air and the Sunday school rooms in this area and this sanctuary here. And now we're going to do that. And it's finally no longer looking like an Elks Lodge as it used to. As I say, I used to boast that we're the only Baptist church in town that had 3 pool tables, 2 bars, and a lounge. Well, we're down to 1 coffee bar over here now. So pray about that. Also, there's a devotional that we have available, My Morning Manna, and it's an excellent devotional written by Pastor Ed Nelson, Dr. Ed Nelson. He was former pastor of South Sheridan Baptist Church in Denver years ago. He's about 95 years old now, and he wrote this years ago when he was a pastor. South Sheridan Baptist Church is now called Red Rocks Baptist Church in Denver. Anyway, Roberta and I have been using this this past year. It takes you through the New Testament. It goes from Matthew through Revelation, and there's a daily reading, and they're very practical, very helpful. So I encourage you to consider picking one up, and they're available there at the back sound booth. Also, reminder that on Sunday night and Wednesday night, we're encouraging you to park over here on the west side. We've had vehicles broken into a couple different times that were over here on Wednesday night, and so we want to, the car was not locked, and so they were able to get in without breaking in. But people that want to get in your car, and they can break your window and get in too. We hope to maybe get volunteers to help keep an eye out on this side during the service, and we'll see about that. And then we have lost and found. If you lost a coat, and it looks like this, you can come get it. It's a nice, it looks like a wool coat. It's heavy, so I didn't even try it on. I won't do that. Haven't done lost and found for a while. Did you lose a cord?
No.
Okay. I think I've covered it all. Let's, for prayer requests, pray for John Sneath. Of course, he's concerned about having bladder cancer, and did go and met with the doctor this past week. And John wanted to share an update concerning John's condition, an update for our church family. John's pathology report turned out to be better than the doctor expected. The large tumor in his bladder was rated moderate grade cancer, and smaller spots low grade. The doctor has expected all to be aggressive, so we're thankful for that. The doctor thought it was an aggressive type of cancer, and it's not. The next step, on February 11th, John will go in for a second procedure to determine if any cancer has returned. If not, they will begin periodic surveillance, quote-unquote, periodic surveillance of the affected area. We thank everyone for your prayers. We believe God answered by reducing the seriousness of the cancer. Thanks to all of our church family. You have been so encouraging and supportive during this time. We love you all. And above all, we thank our Lord, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20, our life verse. Sincerely in Christ, John and Wanda Sneath. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. And let's continue to pray. Pray for Darlene. Darlene Bergen is doing better, but she's been affected pretty seriously by the effects of her Parkinson's disease and arthritis in her back. It's hard for her to even stand up straight and walk. So remember Mel and Darlene. Remember those who've lost loved ones recently, Jolene and Cody Cruz, Jolene, Tracy, Shugan family, and Doris have lost loved ones recently. Pray for Gary Roper. He's recovering from COVID. He came down with it a while back and is doing better, has a low-grade temperature and some stomach issues, but we're glad he is doing better. And Kay does not have it, so pray that she does not get it. Pat Murphy, his surgery went well to remove the gallstones and his bile duct, and he's doing better, so we're glad for that. Pray for Mick Merrill, his need of a kidney, the Lord will undertake and provide. And pray for our president, pray for our country, pray for revival, pray that God would use everything that's going on to bring many to know him as Savior. But we need to pray for our country, that God would help us to turn back to him and honor him as a nation. Pray for the persecuted church. And we know Christians in many parts of the world are being killed, being brutally murdered for their faith in Christ. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I wanted to, before our special music, read a passage of Scripture we'll be looking at this morning. And I'm going to take a drink, and then John chapter 11 is where we're going to be looking this morning in the message. So we'll give you a little preview in John 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I'm going to read that again. this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light in this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Verse 12. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. And then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us go also, that we may die with him. And when Jesus came, he found that he had lain, Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. That's about 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into this world. And then I'm going to skip to verse 39. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou wouldest see the glory of God? And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. May God bless the reading of his word.